Cassandra?
Oh, hello, Clive.
Hi.
I got very involved in campaigning for our local hospital because they were threatening to close the A&E and the emergency and several other departments. So I started paying close attention to what was going on. And what we found was that they are deciding to, say, out of six hospitals, close the A&E in two of them. And we actually said at the various meetings that we've been to, if you do that, ambulances are going to have to take much longer to get to a patient from wherever they're now going to be stationed, take much longer to get that patient to the hospital. When they get to the three or four remaining hospitals where they used to be six, seven or eight, they're going to be much longer waits because they're cutting the admission beds in the emergency department too. So you've got ambulances sitting there in queues with sick people in the back waiting to drop them off before they can even turn round and start to go and pick up more patients. It's inevitable, absolutely inevitable, that people are going to be laying in the road, in the snow, dying of heart attacks. It must happen if you take away a huge part of the capacity for dealing with A&E patients. The ambulance staff are being cut too, but there is no way that they can keep up the sort of services we've become successful.
But if you close two small ones down, but to replace it with one big one, that's the same kind of catering facility, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. Because for a start, they're not necessarily closing the small one. The hospital they were trying to close when I got involved was built on the biggest housing estate in Europe at the time it was built. This was in the 1930s, and it was built for the biggest housing, public housing estate in the whole of Europe. That was the community that hospital was built to serve. And it does very well. It does it clinically. It comes out tops all the time. But they're saying that people used to travel there from Dorking. They're now being told that if this local hospital of ours in St Helier in Sutton closes, people will have to travel all the way in to central London, well, Tooting. And the traffic is a nightmare. Can you imagine the extra mileage time?
Well, I can indeed, and I think that is part of the problem. I mean, with the incident I saw with the motorcyclist, part of the problem was that the ambulance has to get through the traffic jam that was caused by the accident in the first place. Sandra, thank you. I've only got a minute left. I want to try and squeeze in Peter as well. Peter, what would you like to say?
Hi, good evening, Clive. Yeah, I've been at the sharp end of this. My mum fell over and fractured her hip 2 weeks ago. And it was an absolute nightmare. I was arguing with the ambulance service to actually come out to get her to the A&E because they said that she was not a priority,
no.
even though her leg was sort of pointing backwards and her femur snapped completely in two.
Oh, dear. So there's no way you could have got her to the hospital yourself, or not safely? No.
No.
Did it come in the end?
It came in the end, eventually, but when we actually got into the A&E, we was in a queue of about seven or eight ambulances, and we were sort of stacked up down the corridor.
And some
of the ambulances that were arriving were actually blocking the other ambulances getting out.
Well, that is rather in line with what some of our other callers have been saying as well. Peter, thanks very much indeed for that. Thanks for all your calls and comments. A fascinating hour. Now, coming